The casket was placed in Rotunda for the second such memorial ceremony this year. A White House coronavirus advisor says the pause on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine by the FDA and CDC will not have a significant impact on the overall vaccination plan in the U.S. The White House COVID-19 response coordinator says there is an effort being made between state and federal partners to get anybody scheduled for a Johnson & Johnson vaccine quickly rescheduled for a Pfizer or Moderna vaccine instead. At least for now, the issue is under investigation. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 167 points. This is SRN News.
Are you dealing with personal or business tax issues with the IRS? Does the thought of wage garnishments, bank levies, tax penalties, or having to engage with the IRS worry you? Owing taxes to the IRS or state can be stressful, and ignoring them can make your situation worse. At Federal Tax Law Group, we help individuals and businesses reduce debts and negotiate with the IRS Fresh Start Program. Our assistance can save you from drowning in taxes and may even keep you free of prosecution. With over two decades of experience, our tax professionals understand your needs and will customize a tax solution that's in your best interest. Call Federal Tax Law Group at 800-500-9172 for a free consultation to discuss resolving your tax problem. That's 800-500-9172. Again, 800-500-9172. Or visit us online at federaltaxlawgroup.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, a company placing God and family first. Great home time and great benefits with highly competitive pay. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Today will be more like a day in late May than April. Very warm with a high temperature up to about 87. In fact, the record is 88 for today. Good bit of sunshine around. I think clouds will increase later in the day. Dry this evening and tonight. Very mild, low 60. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, showers and thunderstorms likely. High in the upper 70s tomorrow. Much cooler Thursday with a high around 71. Even cooler than that, upper 60s on Friday. It's late in the season for that. Widely scattered showers both days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The first round of Alabama National Guard vaccine clinics wrapped up last week. The National Guard targeted the state's rural and underserved areas. Officials say they administered more than 10,430 vaccine doses. Starting October 1st, people in Alabama will be able to have beer, wine, and liquor delivered to their homes. Governor Kay Ivey signed the alcohol delivery bill into law Monday. Lawmakers debated this bill for years, but the proposal never won final approval until this session. And the city of Montgomery plans to hire around 200 teens and young adults as part of the mayor's Summer Youth Employment Program. The program provides job opportunities in various city departments. Applications can be found on the city of Montgomery's website. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Laughs, fun, and some priceless financial advice from Montgomery's premier asset preservationist. Weeknights at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Cha-ching, cha-ching. Now, if your dresser drawer doesn't sound like that, you might have jewelry that's been sitting there too long. Bring us in to us at Marguerite's, and we will let you walk away with a check. We'll swap you out for something new or make you something special with your heirloom jewelry. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. Bring it into Marguerite's. Let us do something. Don't let it sit there and get moldy. I don't know. Whatever it does in the drawer. But bring it in, and let's fix it up and make something great for you or walk away with a bunch of money. Come see us at Marguerite's. Thanks.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. 272-9228. That's where we are. Reminder that we have the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket drawing that we'll be doing on Friday, and the Mortgage Corporation of the South gift card drawing 105 on Thursday. How were those strawberries we got?
Oh, fantastic.
They were unbelievable.
Sweet, but also tart in the best way possible.
Wow. I let those things, I had a whole bunch of them that I sat there, and they sat there for 3 days and just got juice, but still stayed firm. Mm. They were incredible. So every morning I had strawberries.
So good.
And then the ribs. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I put that down in like 5 minutes.
That was incredible. Let's go back to John D. John D., we were talking the officer in Minnesota.
Yeah. We see all these events, okay? And I think that we have to, not like the squad wants us to, but I think we have to look at the way that we police. Maybe some things that we need to do a little differently. And I say that as somebody who lives in a town where crime, some forms of crime, are simply out of control. Okay? I mean, it's bad enough with a police department. Can you imagine if we defunded or eliminated the Montgomery Police Department? I don't even want to. That scares me worse than Tucker Carlson's California analogy.
Yeah, listen, can you say move? But let's go back. I mean, you have a veteran in the police force who should have known that's on the other side, and picks her 9mm up instead of her taser and shoots somebody. So, isn't the only way to prevent that is for them not to have a 9mm?
No. It's kind of like with the... Look, it's the same problem with all these horrific shootings. If you take away the guns, you're only taking away half the problem.
Okay, well then tell me how to solve... Just tell me how to solve the problem then.
Well, I think the way you solve the problem, if you look at that with the tactics, first of all, that first police officer there that had him against the car should have had him subdued and handcuffed before she even got there.
I absolutely agree with that. And I had a training officer tell me the exact same thing. The mess up was that it took him too long to cuff the guy. And as he pointed out, and I went back and looked at it, he had the cuff on one hand, and he couldn't get the other hand with the cuff where he'll slap it on there, and he didn't do that. And then that's when the guy broke loose.
Right. I mean, look, it goes back to there's a whole lot of things. In other words, Dan, you can't do anything about what she did. That was an error that is an error on her part that's going to cost her her freedom, probably. Maybe not more for 10 years. I doubt she'll get 10 years in prison. But she's going to probably go to prison for that. But the thing about it is, getting into that situation, you know, and you just have to, I think you have to look at the steps that led up to it. How do we want police interacting with people? Look, if you get aggressive, if you put a group of aggressive cops on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery on Saturday night at midnight, you could make all kinds of arrests, you know?
Yeah.
Do you? And what kind? Do you want to pull somebody over because they have an air freshener? And look what happened?
Wait. Let's stop there. That stemmed from the telephone call to the mother. CNN picked up that story. Air freshener was not why he got pulled over.
No, I understand. But
there's not even worth mentioning. Not even worth mentioning. You're perpetuating something that liberal media wants you to believe.
Okay. Well, it's out there, and I guess everybody else is reading it and believing it. shame on me. But the point is, though, I think we do have to look at that. We want smart, aggressive, tough police officers pulling over drug dealers, drug traffickers, murderers, thieves, armed robbers, people that are high on drugs or alcohol and shouldn't be driving a car.
But how do you know that?
We all agree. Huh?
How do you know that there's a drug dealer in a car?
Well, you have to have some reasonable suspicion.
Well, but wait a minute, stop. Okay, under the broken glass concept, what you're doing is you're stopping someone who has an expired license plate. That is the beginning of jumping the turnstile. And that's what happens. So they stop this guy, find out that he has a warrant for his arrest, and they arrest him. That's what you're supposed to do. Now, if you're saying, don't pull anybody over that has an expired tag, I'm just going to have to disagree with you on that.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
What are you saying?
I'm saying we just need to... what I'm saying is we just need to look at the circumstances and situations.
You said... Wait, John. You just said we need to be pulling over drug dealers and all this kind of stuff. How do you know?
Yeah. Well, you have to have some reasonable suspicion.
Okay, but the concept of broken glass is that you're stopping someone for not obeying the law, and then... Do you find somebody who's done it by one law, then by a whole bunch of them?
Well, you make a fair point, and that's what I think our paradigm is based on. But I'll just say this. If these things keep on happening, okay, something's going to have to give.
Well, right? Here, the thing that's missing, I'll play the report after I finish our conversation with John Williams. The thing that's missing, if the guy resisted arrest, if the guy would not have resisted arrest, he would be alive and everything would be fine. And that's the commonality. George Floyd resisted. You have a common nature of people resisting arrest.
Right, but you know what? People do resist arrest. And when they do that, they are subject to having the force necessary to control them used upon them. And when you exceed that, and you're going to have people that do, I'm just saying, Dan.
I know, I agree with that.
I'm as pro-law enforcement as anybody. But what I'm saying is, let's just step back and look, and let's see, where is this non-compliance coming from? Where is this rage? What would prompt somebody like a George Floyd or this guy, or the countless people that we see, to resist? Eric Garner resisted, okay? He wouldn't have died and had a heart attack, I don't think, if I'm getting the right case here. What do we have in our society that teaches people to resist and fight with people who have multiple ways to hurt you?
Okay, but so are you saying it's cultural? Or are you saying it's systemic? What are you saying?
I don't know. I think we need to kind of find out and say, how is this happening? Okay? You and I and Joey...
We don't resist. We don't resist.
Right. We do not resist. And we would not resist, okay? Just look at the belts that the cops have on. There's three or four things on there that could put you in Jackson Hospital or leak memory, okay?
Yeah, exactly.
So why do you do it? And that's a problem. So even if we train all the policemen correctly, right, it's like taking away the guns. You still got the anger. You still have the attitude that I will not submit. So I respect our law enforcement people. I pray for them. And I would say, I hate to say it, it's almost like you got to look out for yourself first in this environment. Do whatever you need to do to stay safe. But I wouldn't blame some police officers if they pull back a little bit
They're pulling back a little bit, and the public wants them to be disarmed. I mean, the stuff that one of the squads said, we just need to get rid of the police. That's what they want. If you don't have any police officers, you don't have any guns, then you don't have any deaths. And the way I look at it is, if you don't have resisting arrest, you don't have an escalation of issues, then you don't have people dying.
Right. And hey, one final point. Crime, if we lived in a perfect society, we're still going to have crime. Forget about sin and religion. Okay, if you don't believe in God, I understand that. But the point being is crime, we define crime as deviant behavior, right? People that act outside of what is lawful.
Right.
Right. And that is, you're going to have that. In other words, you know, if we could pick our 100 best friends and live on a deserted island, at some point somebody's going to commit something that we would consider to be a crime. So my point is this, don't blame it on the laws. Don't blame it on the criminal justice system. The fact of the matter is George Floyd and some of these other folks were engaged in criminal behavior. Society has said what you're doing is outside of our rules, okay? And it's always going to be that way. So taking the guns away doesn't work. Doing away with crimes, people trying to say, I don't want to get crossways with Joey, but, you know, let's decriminalize this and decriminalize that. I know, Joey, I respect your libertarianism, my friend.
Right.
But my point is that it's still, even if you didn't have the laws, y'all, it's still deviant behavior. And you're going to have to deal with it. And sometimes you're going to have to use force.
Yeah, but we're back to, so what do you do? John D., I've got to go. I've got to pick up a phone call. Love my conversation with you. Let's go to the phone to go to our good friend, John Williams, Mortgage Corporation of the South. John, you have joined in a lively conversation, my friend.
You know what? That's good. I enjoy that. But I'm going to tell you something. You've achieved a lot of things, and you're a very smart guy. And I bet you there's a lot of people out there that will agree with what I'm about to say. But I will say this. If you had set out in your career to be a trial lawyer, you would be one hell of a great lawyer.
Well, thank you.
I believe that, because I tell you, you get to the facts and you know how to argue things, and I tell you what, you just do such a great job. All right, let's talk about Mortgage Corporation of the South. Okay.
Yeah.
We're the Mortgage and Loan Center, folks. It's been on top of the mountain up here in Wetumpka for a long time. In fact, we've been in business in Wetumpka for 26 years. We started out in a one-room office in downtown Wetumpka back in February of 95. 4 years later, we built our facility on top of the mountain up here, and then 2 years after that, we had to double the size of it practically. So it's been a long, long time since our humble beginnings. Now, what we do here is something that no other company offers. We're really a hybrid type of mortgage and loan center, and I'm going to talk to you about a couple of different departments that we have up here. First off, let's talk about the mortgage department. This is where we offer FHA loans, VA loans, the VA interest rate reduction loans, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, all those conventional loans. And, you know, the thing about that department is if you want to buy a home, we offer one-hour loan approvals and super fast closing. At the same time, let's say you want to refinance your home. Folks, right now we're offering 2.9% interest on the 15-year terms. There's a lot of people out there that are sitting out there with higher interest rates. Why not look at refinancing, get down to that 2.9% rate? You can convert to a 15-year if you still got like a 20-year left or something like that. You get a low, that's a 15-year, pay it off fast. You can reduce your rate and just take advantage of this low interest rate money while it lasts, because it's not going to last forever. You can use that money, cash out, put in a new pool, put in a new roof on your home, maintenance, debt consolidation. The list could go on from here till Friday. Reasons to refinance right now are tremendous. Now, let's talk to the veterans for just a minute. In this same department I'm talking about, if you have a VA loan on your home, on your primary residence, and you are a qualified veteran, and you have a need for a lower rate, if you're out there at 4.5% or 5 or whatever, get that interest rate information to us today. Get it to us and let us put it in the computer. We'd know how much you owe and what your balance is. Okay, your balance and what your rate is. We can put it in the computer and within just about 2 minutes tell you what your new rate can be. And it's just a simple process. There's no out-of-pocket expenses. there's no income verification. Yeah, you heard that right. No income verification and no appraisal. It doesn't get any easier than that on these VA interest rate reduction loans. Now, you have to live in the home. That's one of the requirements. And you have to have a current VA loan, and you have to be a veteran. That's right. Now, on the other side of the company, we have a completely different department over there. It allows people to cash in on the equity that they built up over the years in their real estate or their automobiles. If you need an equity loan and your credit is less than perfect, or maybe you don't have the proper tax returns that the banks would need in order to jump on board and lend you the money, you can cash in on the equity at Mortgage Corporation of the South, get that money for whatever your needs are, and at the same time rebuild your credit or give you enough time to get your taxes right in line. So we're here to help you out. We have common sense lending, and we always answer the phone. So whether you need a mortgage to buy a home or refinance the one you have now, or just get an equity loan on your automobile or even a land loan, we are just a phone call away. 567-9000 is the number. That's 567-9000 right here in Wetumpka. One more time, 567-9000. Company NMLS number is 232-876, and Mortgage Corporation of the South is an equal housing lender.
John, you did it again. You got people educated to what Mortgage Corporation South does.
Yes, sir. That's what we do every day. I have a passion for what I do. I love my job, and I love the people I work with up here. So it's almost like, it's not really like work to me. It's more like fun.
There you go. It's a ministry to you, I think.
Absolutely. And I got to tell you one more thing. The money, the gift card winner, Duke, guess what?
What?
He went by a bakery. Bless his heart. He went by a bakery and got some wonderful, wonderful cookies. They taste like wedding cookies, but he bought a box of cookies up here for everybody.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, isn't that nice of him?
Duke is a great guy.
He is a great guy. And the girls are like, when is he going to win again? We want him to win again.
he's a great guy. He heard me talk one time about the caramel cake at Sweet Creek Farm Market, and when I was first diagnosed, he brought me a big old caramel cake. It was delicious.
Absolutely. Well, you know, he and I went to elementary school together all the way back at Seth Johnson off of Narrow Lane Road.
Man.
And he mentioned something to me. He said, man, he said, I never thought that, you know, a guy living in Narrow Lane Villa Apartments way back there in the 70s would be up here in Wetumpka doing mortgages like this. I said, well, you just never know. Evolution, my friend.
There you go. Success is everywhere.
That's right. Thank you, Dan. Y'all have a great rest of the day, and we'll chat again about this same old time tomorrow.
Thanks, John. Appreciate you. Wonderful. Coming back to you after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Come on, boy. Finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
Worth Cleaners, your professional dry cleaner in the River Region, has been considered the best of the best for 30 years. You can expect the same great service whether you visit one of their two Montgomery locations or you take advantage of their free pickup and delivery service at your home or office. The lobby and drive-thru windows are open 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturdays. Worth Cleaners' helpful and knowledgeable employees stand ready to answer your questions about your dry clean clothing, bedspreads, wedding dresses, dress shirts, even your your household wash items. Yes, they'll clean your towels, socks, and undies, just about anything else that you clean at home. Now there's a Worth Cleaners app to make your dry cleaning service easier. Search Worth Cleaners in your app store and download the app. You can link to your account, update your credit card, request pickup service, check order status, and much more. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. Your family's clothing is worth it. Come by, visit online, or call Worth Cleaners today.
ABC Tonight, TV's most watched new drama, Big Sky, returns.
Drop your weapons!
You call the cops!
We're not cops!
We're private investigators.
And a new mystery begins.
Folks are not going to take kindly to you poking around.
From the creator of Big Little Lies.
Don't know what my family's capable of.
No.
Don't you look pretty.
Stay back.
Big Sky returns.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
The Dan Morris Show.
Two-two-nine-two-two-eight is where we are. On a Tuesday. For young Danny boy, the garbage pickup day. Let's go to Wonderful. Wonderful, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. How are you?
Beautiful out here.
Well, you're talking to two guys in an attic. There's no fun up here.
Well, I'm sorry. It's nice when you have errands to run and you're doing, you know, this. Anyway, I wanted to make a comment about why, you know, why does this happen? Why do people not do what the police say? And why do they not, you know, why do they resist? I think it sometimes boils down to the lack of respect for authority. And I'm not saying everybody should just automatically, but there's an authority to the position of police officer. Now, yes, respect needs to be earned, but, you know, kids don't really, they don't have respect for the authority of teachers, their parents, police officers. You know, it's coming to where people just don't respect that anymore like they used to.
Okay, let's take that apart. Does that begin at home? Where does that begin?
I think it begins at home, absolutely. I mean, even though the schools want to raise your children, or the government wants the schools to raise your children, you've got them for the first 4 or 5 years. Yes, when that child starts saying no, you need to teach them that, hey, I'm the boss of you, basically. I mean, and no, not to be a tyrant, but I've got 3 sons, and it's tough, you know, because they want to, well, and they begin to express their own independence, but to a degree still, as parents, they should respect us. And parents should teach them you know, used to, when kids would get in trouble at school, the parents would go and, I mean, not just, the parents would say, well, what did you do wrong? Now the kid goes home and says, I got in trouble. And they're right there asking the teacher, what did you do wrong? You know, I think it goes both ways, and it should be taught in schools. That's, you know, that's just my opinion. It's got to start
I don't disagree with you at all. I think that is actually a very simple thing. I think that people in certain communities teach people that police are bad. I tell this story all the time. There's a friend of mine named Jim Farrier here in Montgomery, and we were working on Jubilee, and we were setting up a bar, Jubilee, the warehouse bar. And this police officer came in, and Jim Farrier's little son was probably 2.5, 3. I said, oh, no, it's the police. And Jim said, Dan, don't do that. I'm trying to teach him to respect the police. And if you're trying to make him scared of police, that's counter to what I'm trying to teach him. He should respect police. And from that day on, I knew he was absolutely right. As little kids, I thought that. And in certain communities in town, they believe police are bad people. They think that they shoot folks, they kill people, and they do bad things to people. I don't look at police that way. I have a black police officer friend of mine who said, my proudest day was when I became a police officer. My saddest day was when he went into the projects that he grew up in, here in Montgomery, they got knocked down, that was over on Mobile Highway. And he said he went in there, and people started yelling, run, it's the police. And this little teeny kid said, you're the bad cops. And just looked at Tori and I, you're the bad cops. And it just broke his heart. Because that's the way they feel now, and that's not the way they felt when he was little.
Well, another thing is when I was growing up, you know, we'd go play out in the neighborhood, and if four houses down we were misbehaving, they would make us straighten up. And
oh,
we
heck yeah.
We respected them. My mom or dad didn't go down there saying, what are you doing correcting my child? You know, and that teaches lack of authority, you know, lack of respect. Authority.
Absolutely. Let me tell you, another real problem we have within our school system is you discipline a child, the parent comes in and goes, my child didn't do anything wrong. They don't know, but they make an assumption. Well, my little boy's a good boy. You hear that on TV. You hear that on TV all the time for the guy that just shot somebody. Oh, he's a good kid. With the exception of a 14-year-old murderer.
Well, that's what I was saying, you know. Used to, if you were in trouble, the parent asked you what you did wrong. You know, now the parent goes to the school and wants to know from the teacher what the teacher did wrong.
Yeah. Now, let me tell you.
Johnny never do that.
When my son got in trouble, we would go to the Montgomery Academy and would say, what do we need to do so he can make this right? Because it's not your fault, it's his fault, and we want to correct this.
Right.
And they were kind of surprised. They go, most parents don't do that. And we're going to go,
what
we do.
No. And my kids went to a private Christian school. And you need it?
Sticker from you.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay. Hang on. I'm getting my oil changed and just pulled up. So for orientation, every year, and I heard this over and over and over, and I still think it's funny, he'd say, if you don't believe half of what your kids go home and tell you after the day in school, we won't believe half of what they tell us happened at home.
Yeah.
That's
a great line. I've heard that before.
You never know, you know. I mean, it's the child's side that you're hearing, and children misinterpret a lot of things. And yes, here again, respect should be earned, and it should be kept by, you know, I want to guard my reputation with my children or my nephews and nieces. You know, I don't want to do things that would cause them to disrespect me. I want to live up to a standard. But, you know, and unfortunately, there are police officers that aren't, you know, that aren't doing right. And there are preachers that, you know, don't do right. And people then cannot trust authority. But there is a, you know, a part of authority that should be respected because of the place.
I agree. Wonderful. Thanks for the telephone call.
Thank you.
Ta-ta. Let me go to a break. Dan Moore Show back. We'll play the story on CBS of the shooting in Brookhaven.
The Dan Moore Show.
Know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Duvall's Landscapes is your go-to company for anything outdoors. Full-service landscaping, irrigation installation, outdoor lighting and sound systems, retaining walls, paver patios, stone and tile work, privacy fences, water features, and concrete work as well. Not to mention that Duvall's does custom outdoor fireplaces, kitchens, and living spaces just in time for barbecue season. COVID was hard on everyone, but it's time for a new year and to invest in your family's living space and create something awesome. Duvall's Landscapes will help you choose brick, stone, concrete, marble, tile, wood, or whatever you want to complete your dream design. Visit DuvallsLandscapes.com today or call 791-4108 and schedule a free on-site visit. Get your home ready for family and friends and make memories with your new outside oasis from Duvall's Landscapes. Duvall's Landscapes will make it easy for you by offering beautiful long needle straw delivered and installed for just $20 per roll or $10.50 for just the roll. Call Duvall's today at 791-4108 or visit DuvallsLandscapes.com.
The fun returns to downtown Montgomery on Saturday, April 24th, as the City of Montgomery presents the Seafood and Arts Festival at Union Station. Enjoy seafood, art vendors, live music featuring local artists, and a cash bar. Doors open at 4 p.m. with a minimum donation of $5, benefiting Child Protect. Don't miss it. The Seafood and Arts Festival on Saturday, April 24th, from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Union Station in downtown Montgomery. Sponsored by the City of Montgomery Cultural Affairs Department and Wind Creek.
Hey folks, this is Jody.
And Kathy Wolf from American Oak and More, Wolf Boys Bedding.
And the Rustic Furniture Outlet. When the COVID crisis started, we knew we had two choices. We could either shut down and go home or keep our doors open, continue advertising, and keep doing business.
Our decision to keep it all going was a good one. Business has been great, and we want to thank you and Blue Water Broadcasting for helping us get through this difficult time.
The average return on a radio ad schedule is 11 times investment. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how to increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Today will be more like a day in late May than April. Very warm with a high temperature up to about 87. In fact, the record is 88 for today. Good bit of sunshine around. I think clouds will increase later in the day. Dry this evening and tonight. Very mild, low 60. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, showers and thunderstorms likely. High in the upper 70s tomorrow. Much cooler Thursday with a high around 71. Even cooler than that, upper 60s on Friday. It's late in the season for that. Widely scattered showers both days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
April showers bring May flowers and also great deals from Brubaker Motors on cars, trucks, and SUVs. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Brubaker.com.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-922 Addison, Brookhaven. Wrong again, Danny Boy. Brooklyn Center, outside of Minneapolis and Minnesota. Let's listen to CBS talking about the overnight protest in Brooklyn. I'm sorry, Brookhaven. Did it again.
With the growing outrage over the death of Dante Wright in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. For two nights in a row, there have been clashes between police and protesters demanding justice for Wright, who was shot and killed by a police officer during a traffic stop. Newly released body cam footage shows what unfolded. Police say the officer involved meant to reach for her taser, and they're calling it an accident. Omar Villafranca is in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota for us. Omar, good morning to you. We've been tracking the pictures overnight. What's it like there this morning?
It's quiet now, but police and National Guard are still here after another night of protests where about 40 people were arrested. We also now know a name, the officer who shot Wright. Her name is Kim Potter. She's a 26-year veteran of the police department, and the police chief is telling us that when she meant to grab her taser, but instead she grabbed her handgun.
My heart is literally broken into a thousand pieces, and I can never get that back because of a mistake. Because of an accident.
At a vigil for her son, Dante Wright's mother remembered him as a funny and playful father. Those tributes echoed by Chyna Whitaker, the mother of Wright's son, Dante Jr.
I didn't get to say goodbye to him. And just to see him again.
Okay, so they're doing this, you know, like, hands up, don't shoot. And that's part of the problem, is that that becomes a narrative that the person's completely unarmed and they just get shot for no reason at all. Versus resisting arrest. And the key is resisting arrest. If you look at the video, that's what's happening. Second part of the story.
As darkness fell on Brooklyn Center, clashes between protesters and police continued outside their headquarters. The unrest followed the release of body cam video showing the moments leading up to Wright's death. After pulling Wright over for an expired registration tag, officers learned he had an outstanding warrant stemming from two misdemeanor charges. When the officers tried to handcuff Wright, he struggled to get back in his car. That's Officer Kim Potter yelling she will tase Wright. But instead, she's holding her gun, which she then fires. Wright traveled a few blocks before crashing into another car. He died at the scene. Brooklyn Center Police Chief Tim Gannon.
From what I viewed and the officer's reaction and distress immediately after, that this was an accidental discharge that resulted in the tragic death of Mr. Wright. I needed to be transparent, and I want to be forthright.
Officer Potter has been placed on administrative leave, but some people are calling for her badge, including Mayor Mike Elliott.
We cannot afford to make mistakes that lead to the loss of life of other people in our profession.
President Biden chimed in yesterday and is urging protesters to remain calm and peaceful. And keep in mind, this is all happening just a few miles from where the trial of former police officer Derek Chauvin is facing murder charges for the killing of George Floyd. And we also learned that the Wright family and the Floyd family are going to have a joint press conference later on this afternoon. Anthony?
Omar, you mentioned that Officer Kim Potter is a 26-year veteran of the force.
26.
What else do we know about her?
Well, as we mentioned, 26-year veteran of the force, and the Star Tribune is also reporting that she has been a police union boss. And another thing, too, is that she was a training officer and was training another officer that day. So one of the big questions that remains is, as a training officer, how could she not tell the difference between a heavy-loaded handgun and a much lighter taser?
And that's a great question. Training officer says to me one of the things that they'll do is they'll sit there with a police officer and they'll call out different things. They'll go, gun. And you reach for your gun, say, taser. Reach for your taser. Viper. Reach for the Viper and the nightstick. And cuffs. And so what you're doing is you're doing muscle memory where everything is. The question is, what happened in that moment when he is resisting arrest that she reaches to her right side and pulls a 9mm versus reaching to her left side, saying the word taser, 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 and then she cuts loose the shot? And he's absolutely right. I mean, if you think about a 9mm that has 9 shells in it, one of which is in the whale, that's a heavy weapon. I mean, you're adding a couple of pounds to it, just in ammunition. And I guess it's just the moment, but I'm not sure how you resolve that problem without taking the weapon away. That people are going to make mistakes, and the question is, how do you resolve that? And, you know, do you have one person as a designated taser person that you call in the taser person to do it? But think of all the ramifications of that. I'm not sure that works for you.
And she has now, it came out about 45 minutes ago, resigned.
She has resigned. Yeah. 26-year veteran. I said 16. 26-year veteran and a training officer. That's something. So now let's listen to the mayor talk about this subject matter. Now, he basically fired the police chief, fired the city manager, and now he's going to kind of get into some of the details of what happened here. And now you kind of notice that he's not quite sure.
Joining us now, Brooklyn Center Mayor Mike Elliott. Can you tell us why Dante Wright was stopped in the first place? There's been conflicting stories about that. Can we just get that straight on the record from you? Why was he stopped?
Well, initially, Dante Wright was stopped due to expired registration tabs on his license plates.
Mm-hmm. And then it escalated to, so let's think about that for a second. You're stopped for expired tags, and then you end up dead. You know, that's very hard for people to wrap their brains around. He was unarmed.
After resisting arrest.
The police officer says that the police chief said that it was an accidental discharge. Is that how you see it, too, an accidental discharge? She thought that she had her taser and not her gun?
You know, Gail, it's very difficult, you know, obviously not having been in that situation. It's hard for me to imagine what the officer was thinking in that moment. But one thing we do know is that far too often young black men and women are pulled over by law enforcement in this country and end up dead. And, you know, that is unacceptable. And it happens at a rate that is extremely high, that is higher than any other population in the United States. Mm-hmm. I think that is a reflection of a system that needs transformation. So although, you know, it's hard for me to say what the officer was thinking, the video does indicate that there was some degree, grabbing the wrong weapon.
Now, notice how he made it sound like, well, they get pulled over and then they just get shot. The commonality is going to be the resisting arrest. I dare say that you don't get into just, oh yeah, I think, boom, I'm going to shoot you. That, I don't see that at all when I'm looking at these things. Then we go to a break. We'll do the second half right after this.
Show.
Lakeside Park, willows in the breeze. Lakeside Park, so many memories. Laughing rhymes, midway lights, shining stars on summer nights.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi.
Hi, this is Dan with Dan Black Studios. Now is a great time to transfer your home videos and films during our April 40% off special. Whether you want a DVD or digital file on USB, call us today. We've been providing professional video services for over 30 years, and all work is done right here in Montgomery. Unlike those other stores that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Don't risk your one-of-a-kind treasures by shipping them out of state. Call Dan Black Studios today, 279-6036 or danblackstudios.net.
Starting this Wednesday, don't miss your chance to save big on BF Goodrich tires at Gray's Tire and Auto. Get up to a $70 rebate with a purchase of four new select BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires.
This savings opportunity is at all locations through April 26th. Gray's Tire and Auto beats any advertised price on tires and always has big money rebates with easy financing. Save now on BF Goodrich.
Get car care tips, locations, and more online at Gray's Tire Center. Center.com.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I want to thank the writers for coming in today. I want to say about the Dylan Wings Facebook Live event on April the 22nd, 7 to 8 o'clock. You can log in their Facebook page and look at the different things they have, and then you can shop. And Leslie, who is great at showing things, is going to be showing you the different items that they have. And you get to sit in your own home, watch it, and decide whether you like it or not. How great is that? Mother's Day, perfect. So guys, take advantage of it. Wives that are trying to shop for husbands' moms, here's a great one. Dads who have wives with small children, this is a great one. Go in and give them a shot. Dylan Wings Facebook page, live event, April 22nd, 7 to 8. Just log into their Facebook page at Dylan Wings. Leslie and Josh, tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. We're top. How say you, my friend?
Oh, man, feeling like summertime out here. Glad we're going to get a little cool rain tomorrow.
There we go.
Now, you know, this ain't rocket science. What the hell happened is all these gentlemen resist arrest. You know, you just don't damn do it, Dan. How complicated is that? You know, that's how you get from point A to point B. And you know what? Also, these women police officers, I don't care how experienced they are, this is not a job for a woman. And, you know, everybody can call up and raise hell and send nasty texts to everybody if they want. But you know what? Whenever I see, how in the hell did this man get away from two police officers after he'd been shot? This is what boggles the mind. How these people get away. And there's no way a female police officer is going to be able to restrain a man. I just don't think it's going to happen. People been watching too many cop shows on TV.
Well, let me answer that question. I think that when you look at the video, after she fires the shot, I think all three of the officers are stunned. And he gets in the car and drives off.
Well, I understand that. But, you know, their job was to restrain this guy and get him. So, okay, they already blew their job when they let him go. And I know it's a terrible situation. It's traumatic.
Wait. They didn't let him go. He got away. Those are two completely different things.
I understand. And it's a terrible situation. But a lot of these guys seem to get away and are apprehended on the chase down, and that's when the stuff happens.
So, I agree with that.
I don't know how these guys are getting away so often. I'm sure they're, and a lot of them are just desperate, and the adrenaline flows, and I guess the survival instincts kick in. But most of these guys are getting taken down after they get away.
Yeah, no. So, you just said exactly right. They, you're sitting there looking at going to prison, and your adrenaline is running, your job is to get away. Fight or flight, and they fly. And so they get away.
What a tragedy. And like I say, I just think people watch TV too much and see how the cops take the guys down and they handcuff them. It don't look like that ever happens. Now, these people fight to the death.
They do. They absolutely
They fight
do.
To the death. And it's time for everybody to come to the reality that these people are fighting to the death whenever you pull them over. So they got a warrant out on them. Now, this situation with the medic in... that got pulled over and tear gassed in the face and all that stuff.
That was
horrible.
That was.
And that cop was out of control. But again, you know, a cop's got his blue lights on behind him. Damn it, stop.
Well, no, you can, if a cop pulls you over, you can go to a lighted area. Now, the police officer didn't like that, but he has the right to do that.
I agree. But you know what? As hyped out as police officers are and ready to shoot, which is just as part of their training, that's not their fault. They're taught to hit center mass. They're taught to shoot to kill. I wouldn't be making that judgment, and I'd pull over right away. And it's not because I'm white. They probably don't like redheads anyway.
Well, back to the issue is that if the guy would have gotten out of the car, he would have been fine. He didn't comply.
I agree.
That's why he got pepper sprayed.
Yeah, and he could have been anybody in mental fatigue, military fatigue. But, you know, you get out of the car. People, especially black families, got to be telling their kid, you cooperate with the police, you're not going to get shot. And if you cooperate, you don't get shot. And that maybe is not the case 1,000% of the time, but it's 999% of the time.
But the interesting thing is a whole bunch of black families don't believe that. They believe you can get shot at any time.
Well, they're doing their own children a disservice.
I absolutely agree with you, but I'm just telling you, when you talk to folks, that's what you're going to find out.
Yeah, that's a real tragedy because that means we've wasted 60 years just about after Lyndon Johnson's Great Society program to get nowhere and not probably $1 trillion to get no damn where. So I don't know how to solve the moral problems. I just feel people would cooperate and we'd be a lot further ahead.
Yeah,
and Dan, God bless you. Did your treatments yesterday go as successful as you would have liked?
I didn't get treatments yesterday. I did doctor visits and opened up the show with, no, they didn't.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Well, God bless you, man. I'm always praying for you like all of us. And you keep that in mind. Don't ever forget it. And if you ever need help with anything, you call me.
Thanks, Rich. I appreciate you, buddy.
See you, bro. Bye.
Thanks. News on 93.1 FM. Damn, our show. I don't think I'm fitting my bug in here.
Yeah, we got about a minute and a half.
Here. About a minute and a half? Hmm. Let's play the second part of the story then.
With the mayor?
Yeah.
I'll just say this as a layperson, you know, and I don't know much about guns, but on the tape, it sure didn't look like a gun. Do you think that she should lose her job? Should she be fired?
You know, we're right now assessing what we're going to do, what actions we're going to take next. You know, in any other line of work, if you kill someone in any other line of work, you are at the very least going to lose your job. And so my position has been that, you know, I do believe that the officer should be fired. I do believe she should lose her job.
My thoughts are certainly with the Wright family, who at this time, very difficult and painful time, are calling for peace and they're calling for justice. What does justice look like for the Wright family to you?
Well, Gail, what I can say after my conversation with Mr. Wright's father is that justice looks like full accountability under the law. There's going to be a process where the officer is going to be in court and is going to go through the legal system to determine guilt or innocence.
Your message to your city today is what?
We want everybody to stay home. We're going to make sure that we get to the bottom of this case. We're going to make sure that justice is done. We do also are going to protect people's